Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Bronwyn and Franz Diener of the International House of Reiki. Bronwyn and Franz teach Reiki around the globe and are the authors of the Reiki Sourcebook, the Japanese Art of Reiki, the Reiki Techniques card deck, and the soon-to-be-released A to Z of Reiki. The music you are listening to, Reiki Khan, is available at the International House of Reiki website, www.reiki.net.au. Hi, my name's Bronwyn.
And my name is Franz.
Today we've got a special guest. It's John Coleman, who is the president of the Australian Reiki Connection. The Australian Reiki Connection is Australia's leading Reiki association.
And we will be asking John what he thinks about Reiki in Australia and all the important issues about having an association.
Welcome, John. I'd be interested in finding out a little bit more about ARC, as it's known, and who are members and how to join and that sort of thing.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity. ARC, which stands for the Australian Reiki Connection, is an association of independent Reiki channels, practitioners and Reiki master teachers who are dedicated to working with and promoting the spirit of Reiki through teaching, healing, fellowship and research, both within the Reiki community and in the wider community. ARC is a not-for-profit incorporated Reiki association, mm-hmm. and it's run by its members through a six-person committee of management who are elected annually. It is also the largest independent Reiki association in Australia. And it's founded upon the principles and practices of the Usui system of Reiki.
Okay. So anyone who practices what you would call the Usui system of Reiki is welcome to become a member?
Yes. ARC recognizes and it welcomes the diversity arising from different lineages. However, ARC members at the level of Reiki masters have set down minimum agreed standards for the teaching of the various levels of Reiki, and it associates these standards with the grades of membership. ARC is open to all Reiki channels trained in the Usui system of Reiki, yes, but they must have verifiable lineage to Macau Usui, and they must have received hand-on attunements by a Reiki master teacher who meets the ARC criteria.
Okay. Well, I guess that'd be pretty sort of standard. So you would be, I guess, one of the largest or the largest Reiki associations in Australia?
ARC is the largest independent Reiki association in Australia. There are other organisations out there who have had associations associated with their own training schools and training academies, but ARC is not associated with any academy or school or other organisation. It's an independent association made up of independent Reiki practitioners.
What do you think are the benefits of having an association?
Well, the benefits of an association, number one, is with ARC in particular, there's a fellowship. But with an association, it provides minimum agreed standards, codes of ethics, codes of professional practice. And by being in a member of a professional association like ARC, the general public can see that anybody who is a member of ARC or a professional association have agreed to work to these standards, have done the necessary training, received the correct attunements by hands-on and such like. Therefore, it provides confidence to the general public.
So do you have some form of accreditation then that people know that your members are up to a certain standard?
Yeah, we don't have an accreditation system as such. We do have a referred practitioner list and a referred master teacher. The directory that these people are entered into is on our website, and anybody can ring up and find out or view it. Many members of ARC are practitioners, but they are not referred practitioners or master teachers. In order to be referred, they have to meet certain business criteria, and they must also carry professional indemnity and public liability insurance. Without either of these, we do not recommend them or refer them to the public.
And does ARC hold as well certain events throughout Australia or organises certain meetings
We have state representatives in nearly every state in Australia, and each state holds regular gatherings of members and non-members who are Reiki people, who come together and discuss many issues. We get guest speakers to come in and give talks. It's a sharing. Also, ARC initiated a Reiki Awareness Day last year in 2005, which was a great success. And this year we extended it to a Reiki Awareness Week, which provided free Reiki treatments, information on Reiki at various markets, venues, hospitals, community centers. And it has been a wonderful success. The feedback has been fantastic.
Ah, that sounds great. And so how did you get involved with all of this, John?
I got involved with ARC about a year after my arrival in Australia, when I was looking to join up with fellow Reiki people and to find out more about what was happening in Australia. I rang a number of organizations, and I found ARC to be the most welcoming, and therefore I joined and became involved and found the fellowship really wonderful. And a few years later, I've ended up as president of the association. So basically, I think I was kidnapped into the role. But I truly believe what ARC is doing, and the fact that it's promoting Reiki, it's recognizing independent practitioners. They don't lay down all sorts of rigid guidelines that my Reiki is better than your Reiki and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're promoting Reiki. They're advocating it with government bodies, with health funds. Last year, ARC was instrumental in getting Medibank Private to include Reiki treatments in their rebate scheme through one of their packages. Mm. We're also committed to having Reiki more generally accepted in mainstream healthcare.
Yeah, that's great. And I want to know a little bit about you. So how did you get into Reiki?
Like I think everybody else, Reiki came to me. I had been in Ireland recovering from a major accident for some years, and I became a firm believer in synchronicity, and a fellow director of my company at the time said she was going for a Reiki workshop, and as I had literally only heard of Reiki 3 days previously, I just jumped at the chance, and it was a Reiki 1 workshop that I actually went to, and when I was attuned, I just felt this wonderful energy flowing through me. And some months later, I did Reiki 2. And from there, the rest is history. I came to Australia in 2001 and just found the energy of where I'm living in the Dandenong Ranges absolutely powerful. And the gift just seemed to flow, and everything else happened. So I believe that the way had been just paved out for me.
Yeah.
But like everybody else who does Reiki, it has brought great benefit to my life. I've seen the benefit it has brought to clients and to friends and people, and it's just a wonderful modality.
Great. I'd also be interested to know where you see the association heading in Australia. So how will it be working in the future with the Australian Reiki community? Do you think things are going to change, or will it stay more or less the same?
No, one of my goals when I first became president was to try and get all Reiki people in Australia speaking together with one voice. As you're probably aware, many people may be aware, there's been a national umbrella body, CARO, formed, and I think this is a great opportunity for associations and organizations like ARC to come together to discuss matters pertaining to Reiki, to speak with one voice. I see Reiki becoming more known to the medical profession, to the government bodies, and by speaking with a unified voice, we have a greater chance of doing this. So I see ARC moving forward with others, working together.
And so where do you see the practice of Reiki itself heading in Australia?
I see it being recognized and used more in hospitals. Currently, it's been used a great deal in palliative care units. I myself do volunteering one day a week in a palliative care unit, and to see the quality of life that it brings to people. It's going to be more useful as a complement to orthodox medicine in hospitals, and I just see it going that way.
Yeah. And can you tell us a little bit more about your volunteer work?
It's a palliative care hospice. It's new up here in the Dandenong Ranges. And basically they have, on a Thursday, I go and the guests, as they are called, people who have a terminal illness, it's a home-like atmosphere. And I provide Reiki treatments to them. And they all just talk about this feeling of peace and relaxation. You know, the improvements in their outlook. And I'm quite amazed, actually, at the number of elderly people. When I'm talking about elderly, in this case, I'm talking about some of the ladies who are in their 80s who are very much aware of Reiki. They didn't really know what it was about, but they'd heard about it and were delighted to find out what it was and what it does. And I have one very true Christian who is very much into the church and everything else, and she did admit that she had some reservations about it, but once it was explained to her and once she received the Reiki treatment, she's top of the queue every Thursday. So I think once people are made aware that it is a wonderful modality, that facilitates healing, that it brings a greater quality of life, a lot of the ignorance that's out there will be removed, and people will be more willing to receive it.
Yeah. And so how would you explain it to a Christian lady?
There are many ways. I actually, depending on the person, I do change it. But what I most importantly said was that it is not a religion or a dogma, that it doesn't say that it's doing what Jesus did, because that was one of the questions she asked. She said it's very like laying on of hands is what Jesus did, and you know, I said we're not claiming to be anything like that. We are just channeling universal life force energy, or spiritual energy as it's called, and spiritual not being in a religious context, and that it is just channeled through the Reiki practitioner.
Yeah. I think that it makes it much easier as well for people to understand if you discuss it that way.
It is. I mean, I have to some people as well, in order to break the ice with them, I've just said, well, they said, what is this stuff you do? And I will tell them that it's boogie woogie. It breaks the ice, and then it sort of it relieves the concerns that they have, and then I can explain to them what it is about.
So boogie woogie's okay.
Boogie woogie's okay in certain contexts with certain people.
Okay. That's great. So what I'd like to know is, how can people become members of ARC? How do they get in contact with you?
People can visit our website, www.australianreikiconnection.com.au, or they can phone us on 1300 130 975, and we will gladly give them all of the information they require. And they can download application forms from the website. And once they meet the criteria, as I say, ARC welcomes all Reiki practitioners, channels.
In a brief nutshell, the benefits I gather from what you were saying would be that community?
There is a great community spirit fellowship. We have a bi-monthly newsletter. Mm-hmm. We have regular gatherings throughout the year. We provide assistance and support. And there are other benefits that members can get, with discounts on massage tables and salt crystal lamps and such like. Mm-hmm. They can also get the special rate that OAMPS Insurance provide to all members of ARC Inc. And we're continuously working on other benefits.
So if someone is wanting to work as a professional practitioner, it would be advised that they will obviously get insurance, and they can do that via being an ARC member.
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
John, I would like to ask one other question.
Yes.
What is your own personal kind of aspect of the system of Reiki, what you really love working with? Is that working on other people or working on yourself? If it's working on yourself, it's just hands-on healing on other aspects of Reiki?
Well, what I find, I mean, I work on myself on a regular basis, every day actually, and the aspect that I love is watching my clients' faces, watching the changes that occur in their emotional and physical bodies, the way they just transform their lives, some of them. People who come regularly and to work and work with it just get the great benefit. So for me, providing Reiki treatments to everybody and anybody who wants it and needs it is really what it's all about.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, John, and have a nice day.
As we say in Ireland, be sure to be sure.
You've been listening to our special guest, John Coleman, President of the Australian Reiki Connection. Bronwyn and Franz Steiner of the International House of Reiki are members of the Australian Reiki Connection.